It's the 8th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Two area MPs have weighed in on Chancellor Jeremy Hunt's spring budget announcement last Wednesday. For workers, the numbers include a 2% reduction in national insurance, with a potential savings of £450 a year. Labour MP for Bedford and Kempston, Mohamed Yazin, was critical of the presentation. He believes that people within his constituency would be worse off due to the cost of living crisis not being addressed, and that cuts to taxes would result in cuts to local services. Richard Fuller, the Tory MP for North Bedfordshire, said that economically things appear to be moving in the right direction, pointing to a reduction in inflation and mortgage rates. He added that the red briefcase contained a plan for long-term economic growth. The Trading Standards Department at Bedford Borough Council has sanctioned two Bedford businesses for allowing underage customers to purchase vapes. Mobilise in the Harper Centre and Beauty Queen's Cosmetics on All Hallows were both fined £1,600 with an additional £640 victim surcharge. A 63 driver car meet at Linhall in Flitwick has led to the issuing of community protection notice warnings by police to the owners of all vehicles in attendance. At the event last January, cars drifted around a burning ring of fire, with one car slamming into a security post. Other traffic offences also took place. Ampthill Community Policing Team's PC Mark Anstey commented that the antisocial behaviour displayed at this event was very detrimental, adding, "The safety of the community is our priority." The Make-A-Wish Foundation has granted Terry Rose her request to publish her first book, The Mad Cat Lady. The 13-year-old from Barton-le-Clay wrote the story as therapy while she continues her battle with cystic fibrosis, a condition which attacks the lungs and stomach. Terry Rose was the guest of honour at her book launch event. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.